In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. Today is day 38 of our 40-day journey through Lent. We are nearing the end, and today is April 1st as well, and I'll be honest, I tried to think of some sort of April Fool's joke, but I am just not that witty. So all I have to say is happy April 1st, and I'll give you that for my April Fool's prank on you. But glad you are joining us. We are excited to be celebrating Easter this week. We are so close to that celebration, and I hope that your heart has been a little more prepared, a little more cultivated. Maybe the soil of your heart's been a little more softened to what God may be doing in this season. But thank you for being here. Well, as we begin, let me give you the word for today, and it's the word prune. And we're going to be looking at this word. It comes from John chapter 15. But before we dive into that, let's spend a moment in the quiet, just recognizing the presence of God before we go further. Let's do that now. Scripture reading for today comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. It's Jesus speaking again. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples." You know, this particular text, this particular teaching of Jesus is one of my all-time favorites of Jesus. I think I'm drawn to this particular teaching because I believe in it holds maybe the simplest expression of our task of following Jesus in discipleship. You know, the simple task, as Jesus repeats a few times in this text, remain in me as I also remain in you. Like, that is kind of, in some ways, the fundamental task of following Jesus, is to remain in him. And that word remain can also be translated abide, like abide in him. And the metaphor that Jesus is drawing here is simple, right? If you look at any tree, any vine, right? It's the vine is connected, or the branch, I'm sorry, is connected to the vine, and it's in its connection to the vine that it finds life, it finds its flourishing. And Jesus says the fundamental task of a heart that is bent towards the kingdom of God, someone who is living into that reality, is to abide in him. It is simply to organize your entire life around staying connected to the vine. I'm reminded of Brother Lawrence, that old mystic who would talk about practicing the presence of God, whose aim in life was to spend every waking moment practicing the presence of God. I think this is a great example where Jesus says, listen, abide in me and you will bear much fruit. I mean, this is the lifelong task of the follower of Jesus, and it invades those major moments of decision-making, right? Most of us in those big moments are used to going to God to help us choose which career to pursue, or friends to be with, or neighbors to love, or justice to work for. Like, we're used to that, but here, when we talk about abiding, it also invades the mundane moments of life. It invades the moments of dishes and laundry, cooking, cleaning, commuting, walking the dog. I mean, those are the moments as well that our focus is to practice the presence of God, to abide in Him. This text always reminds me of one of my all-time favorite quotes by author Dallas Willard. And he says this, it's a little long, but hang with me. He says, "The first and most basic thing we can do and must do is to keep our minds, keep God before our minds. This is the fundamental secret of caring for our souls. Our part in thus practicing the presence of God is to direct and redirect our minds constantly to Him. In the early time of our practicing, we may be well challenged by our burdensome habit of dwelling on things less than God. But these are habits and not the law of gravity, and can be broken. In time, a new grace-filled habit will replace the former ones as we take intentional steps towards keeping God before us, and soon our minds will return to God as the needle of a compass constantly returns to north. If God is the great longing of our souls, He will become the pole star of our inward beings." I mean, what a beautiful picture of what it means to abide in Him. How do we keep God before our minds so that it becomes more difficult to be distracted than to keep the focus? To constantly keep God in our minds, to abide in Him, is to orient the whole of our life, the whole of our heart, so that it is constantly drawn toward God in the same way needle is constantly pulling towards north. Now again, much, much easier said than done. This process of learning how we abide, how we practice the presence of God, it requires work, it requires pain, and it requires most of all the work of the Holy Spirit. And this is how we come to our word for today, prune. Because for all of us, we have these branches, these areas of our lives that are set up and bent away from the presence of God. And these sorts of branches so often can detour us from being in the presence of God. And these things could be outright sinful practices that we know are wrong, but let me suggest that there are also plenty of morally neutral things that deter our hearts from pulling like a needle on a compass back to God. And what Jesus is offering in this text is that part of the process of discipleship is this pruning. That we open up ourselves to what God has to do. What is it that God needs to prune from our lives so that we receive that greater connection? You know, pruning trees, it is clearly a process that helps bring about healthy fruit. But the irony is it doesn't make them look any more beautiful. The focus is not beauty, but it's on fruitfulness. It's not comfortable, but it brings about greater life. Unnecessary branches must be pruned. They must be cut off. But it's in their place that something greater grows. More fruit is produced. And our Father, our good, good Father, gently and graciously prunes those areas for our own life. Oftentimes, this can come in the experience of hardship, maybe humiliation. But it is through these difficult times that we're challenged to recognize God's pruning hand. It's only then, only when we recognize this work, will we be able to accept God's cleansing work in our lives instead of resisting it. So our practice today is just to ask God to reveal how our selfishness, how our self-centeredness gets expressed in our relationships, particularly with God. And then pray to God that He would gently prune those things, prune those areas that are refuting our practicing of the presence of God. So let's just spend a minute considering that, considering what are the branches that need to be pruned. So take a moment, take a few deep breaths, settle into the presence of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight those things that need pruning. Just ask Holy Spirit, what is it that you have been trying to prune away from my life that I have been resisting? Again, maybe it's an outright sinful act that you know is wrong. Or maybe it's other things, something morally neutral. But it's getting in the way of you experiencing the life that God has for you. I encourage you to write these down as the Holy Spirit brings up these things. And then I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to continue that gentle work of pruning. Invite the Holy Spirit into that, because you know it brings about greater fruit and greater life, even if it's not pretty, even if it's messy. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Heal our hearts. Prune those branches that hinder us from abiding in you. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.